Welcome to the Jazz, Blues, and R&B podcast and radio show, period. Formerly, Something Came From Baltimore. My name is Tom Galker, and tonight we are doing a Why Is It Good? Why Is It Personal? So tonight's artist is Miles Davis. The album is Decoy. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
An R&B podcast and radio show, period. My name is Tom Galker. This show is formerly Something Came From Baltimore. I am your host tonight, and I am so glad that you're spending time with me. This season, we rebranded the name. We just changed it. Back in the day when vinyl was king, you fell in love with an album, partially because you bought it, you played it to death until the grooves wore off. And when you talk about Miles Davis, you can list about at least 10 albums that are Hall of Fame excellence. But tonight, we're driving back into the 80s to check out Miles Davis. After 30 years plus in the business, in the 80s, Miles was chasing commercial success. Herbie Hancock was doing it, and he was making coin, and why can't he make it too? Jazz was making money, and Miles was looking for that hit. Disco and funk was dying, and the synthesizer was king. Along with urban hip-hop, Miles looked at the landscape and said, I just want to be loose and funky and commercial sounding, funky enough to be sampled, funky enough to have a breakdance, and funky enough to get some radio airplay. And released in June 1984, Decoy was born. It was released on Columbia Records, and it's now available to the world. The reviews were mixed. All Music Guide gave it a 2 out of 8. Penguin Guide gave it 3.5 out of 4, while Rolling Stone gave it 4 out of 5, and The Village Voice gave it a B+. Downbeat actually gave it album of the year, so I don't know what that's about. Produced by himself, and he added more synthesizers as well as beefed up the bass lines and the overdubs. Keyboardist Robert Irving III and guitarist John Schofield wrote or co-wrote most of the compositions, and the idea of laying sounds was put into practice on Code MD with Bradford Marsalis. Hear in my mind, like where he was really going for top 40 hit. You can hear like either in a drum track, it is The Meeting in the Ladies' Room by Climax.
I had to leave my condo to come to this. Well, I'm back, but this time I'm with my man.
The song, That's Right, was featuring Bradford Marsalis. Gil Evans did the arrangement on the track, suggesting that Davis put chords behind the trumpet lines as a contrast. At 3:27, there's a great John Schofield solo. To do this episode is that I was working at the Orioles, and I was talking to some jazz guys, someone who seemed to really know what he was doing. So he asked me what my favorite Miles Davis album was, and I know that there are Sketches of Spain, and there's Birth of the Cool and Kind of Blue, and there's just a wealth of amazing albums. And the first thing that came to my head was Decoy. And I saw him cringe a little, and I lost him as an expert, where he didn't think too highly of me as a fan of Miles Davis. The Decoy album was the first one that I bought. I saw him on Saturday Night Live. I saw him around. I knew that he was a legend. The band people, and you know, were very pro Miles Davis. They were playing some older albums. They were around. So I knew he existed. And when Decoy came out, I know he was searching for some commercial success, paid the money. I dropped it. And I've been a fan ever since. So when I think of Decoy, I think of that time period and the commitment that I had to learn more about him. It was kind of cool. Don't forget to subscribe and continue to enjoy the Jazz, Blues, and R&B podcast and radio show, period. Make comments. We have a survey at the end. Do you like Decoy? We have cash and Venmos available. It's in. We have that in the show notes. The radio show, it's a 30-minute version, can be heard on thebox.com. It's a 24/7 chill jazz online radio station. It features newer artists. It's music creatively curated. My show is on Thursdays at 7 and 10 p.m. The link is on the show notes. And if you love the Beatles, you know, and I, of course I do, I have a sister podcast that's doing really well. It's called The Beatles Come to America. It started out as a limited run where we were just basically reviewing albums that were released in America only. And now we have reactions to our interviews that we did. If you'd like to try that out, I'd love to have you. The main theme of That's What Happened, it was directly lifted from a John Scofield improvised solo on Speak, a live performance included on the previous album, Star People. Okay, so Decoy, you just jump right into it. And the sound of this song basically identifies what you're going to hear in this album. It's amazing, great guitar work by John Scofield. It was at that point where I wasn't real familiar with those kind of sounds of the guitar. You know, we were coming from like this heavy metal or a poppy rock vibe, and he was creating a sound that I wasn't familiar with. Then I did, you know, hear later from like James Blood Almer or Mary Haverson, and the guitar has, you know, an opportunity to sound like, you know, 100 different things now. The percussion intro is awesome. Listen to that. At 20 to 23, it's a very atmospheric piece. It has an amazing walking bass line that's, you know, it's really addictive and captivating. The artist on the album was fantastic. The keyboards, you know, was like, eh. The keyboardist is Robert Irving III. And, you know, I'm a little mixed on the keyboard sound. It sounded very progressive at the time. Seems very dated right now. And then, you know, I'm listening to the album all over again, and I'm starting to fall in love with it. And I can kind of forgive the datedness of it. Like, it really kind of sounds like that time period. Robert Irving III has played with Miles on many albums and now tours on the Electric Miles Travels the World. Bradford Marsalis is a young gun at that time, playing with Decoy, Code MD, and That's Right. Daryl Munch Jones is the electric bass player from basically through the whole album. He is amazing, and now he tours with the Rolling Stones. He's been with them since Steel Wheel. So this was a compromise one with Miles, where he was really tapping into some current sounds, trying to create funky landscapes, atmospheric pieces, not knowing where, you know, he was going to land with it. In some ways, some of these songs could actually hit the dance floor, kind of work. So they do have that ability. Going forward, Miles just said, okay, we're going right to the commercial vibe. And this is the kind of the last album that you get where he is kind of a little more experimental. The rest of it is like Human Nature, Working with Skritti Politti, and songs that you're, you know, probably really familiar with. So this is kind of the last on his catalog that he, you know, kind of gives it, you know, a go at kind of being a little creative and funky. And it's still, why is it good and why is it personal? It's a good thing. Check us out. Have a great day. The show is over.